Not long after the Broncos returned home with a season-ending loss to the Chargers, players arrived at Dove Valley early Monday morning to clean out their lockers and prepare for their offseason. Here's what some of them had to say about the season in this edition of Sounds from the Locker Room.
We didn't get it done this year. Simple as that. We have a lot of talent in this locker room. We have a lot of great coaches. And we got to do a better job of just playing together. Last night I said we have to reevaluate ourselves first individually. It's not a selfish thing. I think if everybody worried about themselves and get their job done, we'll be better off. So last night I took a time out to reevaluate myself, and I didn't get it done this year. I mean, you look at the Pro Bowl, you look at 100 catches, that wasn't good enough. I should have been a better leader on and off the field. On the field, too many drops, way too many drops. And I just didn't make enough big plays. I expected a lot more out of myself. And as simple as that. You know, we got to look at each other in the eye now and see where we go from here. It's really disappointing, not just to us, but to our fans. The Denver community is a football city, hardworking, and you know they expect more. So it's just it's a bad feeling just to be losers this year and not be in the playoffs.
You know, Mark Juan said that the end of the season was kind of a microcosm of what happened all year, of just not finishing. Even when you got up on teams, you sometimes let them come back into it and make it a game. And what do you think you guys take from a season like this?
I mean, it's definitely a learning experience, and I mean, as everybody can see, it doesn't matter who you're playing on Sundays. It's it's all circumstantial. You gotta play your best game every week, and if you don't, you know, you're not gonna win every game.
How much better do you anticipate being offensively next year?
I think we're gonna have a good offense for years to come. We have quite a few young guys that are stepping up and. Up front, hopefully we'll have us all back, and Jay's playing great. He's a great quarterback.
What do you guys take from a year like this?
I don't know, just try to get better any way we can. We can't really point the finger at one position or the offense or the defense. Just as a team, we just didn't, get it done. All the injuries at the running back position was a key, we wasn't using two back in the last 3-4 games. We went to single back because all the injuries. We got out of our game plan because all the injuries. And you can use all the excuses you can, but it's reality. I mean, definitely in the running game, if I had myself or Peyton or a healthy Selvin, I mean, it probably would have been a different outcome. So we just got to go back and look what we did, this past year, and hopefully next year we won't do the same thing.
Is the biggest part knowing that it was just a few missed opportunities to seal it up?
I think that hurts the most. I think also knowing how big of a lead, we had, and I think that also, makes, insult to injury. But we'll get better. We have some young players here, and offensively we got a good group, and, defensively as well. So we'll come in, get the things done we need to, have some time to look at film and get better.
And you had a lot of rookies that stepped in, some by necessity, some by merit. Young guys, do you think there's a silver lining to that, maybe the experience these guys got?
Definitely. I mean, I think a lot of players on this team, we're young, and now next year are going to be young and experienced. So that can only help, and hopefully that will help us get over the hump here next year.
Our goal was to be in the playoffs, and, we just didn't get it done. So it's very disappointing.
Do you look at past games like Oakland, Kansas City, Buffalo, as opposed to yesterday?
Absolutely. Those are the games that you look back on and you think about one or two plays that could have made a difference in getting a win against those teams, and teams that we should have beat and would have been a different season, But that's the way it goes in this business, You got to bring your best game every week.
Considering all the youth on this team and all the holes that you guys were plugging all year, offense, defense, do you feel like 8-8 is a pretty good year? I mean, even
no, it's right, we wanted to make the, if it was to make the playoffs, but since we missed out on the playoffs, it's one of those things where you're always going to have injuries and you're always going to have young guys. It's just the nature of the way things go nowadays. So There's no excuses. You just got to get the job done. And, you know, we weren't able to do that.
Brandon, you were on one of the best offenses of all time in Indianapolis. I mean, does this offense have that kind of ability in the future to be one of those?
We got the talent. You know, we just got to keep improving and getting better in the offseason. Keep working, you know, doing the little things a little bit better. And I think once we do that, you know, we can be a really good offense.
Toughest part, just knowing that you guys had several opportunities to get it done?
Yeah, I mean, we had our chances, you know. Hurts a few games here and there. They all start to head up.
Yeah. Eddie, going into the offseason, are you willing to go with Jay and Brandon and whoever and work out together individually and do stuff like that? I mean, that's what they did last year with Brandon and Jay work out and getting better rhythm. Is that something you'd be welcome to do if Jay asked you to come along and do?
Yeah, I mean, we've already talked about it. Whatever it takes to win, you know. You want to win. That's your goal in this league. If it's not, you shouldn't be playing. So, yeah, do whatever it takes in the offseason.
Eddie, individually, how are you rookie season? How do you feel you did?
I don't know. I mean, I don't play for individual stats, you know. It's a team game. That's all I care about. So next year we got to get it going.
Do you think you just had a little bit of a early game jitters as far as the drops or what have you?
Nah, I mean, it happens in football. You know, it's all in how you bounce back. You got to bounce back. You have some adverse situations all year long. And you got to be mentally tough to get through those.